So for the ones that don't really know, the differences between systemic and systematic racism, since that's basically where everything starts in-house. I'll give a definition of that. So systemic racism, basically prejudice and discrimination that's based solely on race and occurs in and it affects the whole societal system of a nation. So like school policies, work policies, basically just implicating discrimination towards a race. Systematic racism is prejudice or discrimination implemented according to a fixed plan or procedure against a race. So like housing, jobs, being able to get a car, banks with homeowner loans, medical, so like going to the hospital and they're refusing to treat you and they think that nothing's wrong with you because, oh, you're black and you're probably just being dramatic. That is just a whole completely different type. So basically, healthcare, education, bank loans, voting rights, all of this falls under systemic or systematic racism. And we all know that black people aren't given a fair chance in the education system. We all know black people aren't given a fair chance in healthcare. White doctors don't take us telling them that we have chest pain serious enough until you're dead and they're pumping on your chest trying to bring you back. I saw a video of that where it was like this woman was begging and pleading for help for hours for, I think it was either her son or a brother or something, but and they were like laughing and just taking their time and then they lost him. They lost him and couldn't get him back. So they went to like sweating, blood, sweat, and tears trying to pump this man back. And the lady was like, "You killed him. Y'all are the reason why he died because I'm laughing when I was telling you he needed this or he needed that or whatnot." And it's just like that's really true. And if you go back and think about all the times that you go to the doctor, all the times that you go to the hospital, and it's just like they want to do what they want to do for you instead of doing what you're telling them to do. Like, hey, I'm having chest pains. I need an X-ray. Hey, I'm having whatever. I need this. Like, I'm coming to you. I know what's wrong. You don't know what's wrong with me, but like, take what I'm telling you serious. Because I'm black, you want to ignore my pain or ignore what's going on with me. Like, that's not fair. And we need to get those people up out of healthcare for sure, because they are the ones that are killing us off the most. Healthcare, nurses that are racist, healthcare doctors that are racist. Like, they all just because they can and they're gonna get away with it all the time. That's what I have to say about that.
I was just watching what's it called? For Life. I don't know if you've seen it. The show For Life. And the recent episode, a mom is in jail because she pulled a gun out at the hospital where she was going to get, like, she drove past her, I guess, neighborhood hospital, which was, not the best hospital to take him to where the white people go because, they got better care. The doctors are very, this isn't their. So she's there for hours. People come in after her. They're the only black person, of course. And it's not to the point to where she pulls the gun out and just like shows it. And it's like, look, my son needs you now. Because at that point, he was pretty much about to die, like how you just explained. And so they treat him, and they ended up saying, like, if they had waited any longer, he would have died. And so, of course, she goes to jail because that they said something about, like, she was holding them hostage, some foolishness. And it was like when they went back through all the stuff, they found a guy who had the same experience. His coworker went to that same hospital, who was a white woman. She went there, was in and out. He didn't know that she went to that same hospital, but she came back and was like, "Oh yeah, I went there, and this was this isn't there." And he was like, "Well, I just went there, and they brushed me off, and they had me waiting for hours." So they had a lawsuit against them, and he won, of course. But it was just like stuff like that made her case even better because they did that often. And he made a point to say, like, this hospital applies for funding that goes to, like, neighborhood hospitals that don't get as much money. But they got a large lump sum of that money because they said that they take care of people from those types of neighborhoods. So not only do you profit off of black people when you skip over them and their health, you get to take money from grants from hospitals who really need it just to add to your budget. Like you, it was a good testament, like what you're saying. It was just insane.
Right, that's crazy. So I'll go into how we're always how we aren't always shown all the properties that we qualify for. I saw something about you know, this is facts. This should actually happen. There was a black girl and a white man. They are a couple. I think they were husband and wife, if I'm not mistaken. He, she went to apply for the loan or whatever, the housing or whatnot, and was denied. So they put him as the forefront on the face. And girl, when I tell you they was quali they qualified for everything, and it's just like they're going to show you that. They even for housing, it's just like with credit and everything, it's just like it's all set up for us to fail. But like when we all come together and realize that like they aren't for us, they're against us, but they want to beat us, then we'll be in a better predicament. We'll be in a better positions. We'll know how to handle stuff. And it's just like not every it's too many people are so far gone, and it's just like, okay, we can't change, and we can't take everybody. Everybody can't go, you know, because not everybody that possess the same skin tone color as us, skin tone color, whatever the fuck that is. Not everybody that possess the same skin color as us are for us, you know, because they think that, oh, because I'm in this position, you know, they're gonna think of me as different, but they're not. Because you still are black at the end of the day, you're still black, and they don't think anything more of that because they see your skin color. They don't care what position you're in. They still want to talk to the boss, you know, and they know that they can go to them and be like, "Hey, this nigger is acting like a nigger, you know, despite his position, he's still acting like one. And he said that I can't do this and I can't do that, and I'm just not okay with it because they don't like to be told no." You know, they don't like to be told no in any circumstances. They want to talk to the highest of the highest. And it's just like, lady, I am the manager. I own this store. What do you want? I said no, you know. I was watching another video. It's just fact after fact. Another video, they didn't want to wear their mask. And it's just like, I get what you're saying. You have that right to not wear the mask, but you're not coming in my store, you know? And the man was just like, you put on your mask, you can come in the store. And they were like, well, you let them in. And he was like, yes, ma'am, we did, because they put their mask on. Because they, you know, they need to shop. They want to shop here and not make a scene and just go about their day, like, and not make nobody's day harder than it has to be. And that's white privilege. It's just like, you don't want to be told no. You don't want to abide by the laws and rules and regulations of the store that you shop at. Like, you mad because they told you no, you can't come in, so you want to start filming. No, they didn't disrespect you. No, they didn't drag you to the ground. No, they didn't call the cops on you. That right there, that's something else to talk about, because that's still white privilege, because you didn't get treated like that for acting a fool, although you should have. You know, when we act the fool, it's for a valid reason. It's because we're really being discriminated against. It's because we see that you're racist, and oh, you want to call the cops, knowing how they're doing black people, knowing they raiding in our homes, knowing they pulling us over on the street, taking us to the jail, killing us, coming in our house because they can do that because they're the cops, or because they feel like they're above the law, but because they can do that because they are the cops, you know. And who gonna police the police? So they feel like they can get away with that, you know, and that's what they do. That's exactly what they do. They call cops on us, knowing they coming to kill. They're not coming to ask no questions. They're not coming to see what the issue is or de-escalate it. They come to add fuel to the fire and leave with a dead black body. That's what they coming for, because they know they have a license to kill. Whether they say, "Oh, I was fearing," that's the go-to. "I fear for my life." God forbid you, they say they fear for their life. That's automatic. Oh, well, we're not going to charge you. We're going to put you on paid
Oh, you're
administrative.
acquitted.
Okay.
You were fearful. You're
We're going to
acquitted.
put you on
Like,
paid
come on.
administrative leave, even though we know that you went into this girl's home with nothing. Like, you didn't have the right to do that. And it's just like, it's frustrating, but it's just like, okay, we know we gotta do, you know, we know not, but it's like, we shouldn't have to live our life like that. We shouldn't have to live our life like, on the edge, or, oh, I'm not going to act like this, or I'm not going to say that because I don't want them to call the cops, knowing that the cops coming on 10 when they know it's a black man, black woman, black kid. Like, the girl did the fake, oh, he stole my phone and he's harassing me. And it's just like, you're on camera now. Now you're still getting showtime, which you shouldn't be, but you're on camera and they see that you're lying. And it's stuff like that. Like, you're risking this man's livelihood. You're risking his life by lying because he's black and you didn't get what you wanted, or you felt like, because he was black, that he stole your phone and did this and did that. And it's just like, we can't even live. We can't even breathe without them saying that they fear for their life, because they know that the police coming behind them because they feel the same way. It's like, where do we go? You know, it's like, we have to reach out and be for one another, because they're not for us. We have to be for each other. We mm-hmm. have to work together. We have to be, you know, in cahoots and, like you said, building us up, our brands, our businesses, our culture, our kids, our women, our men, everything. We have to get in. We have to get in and be for us and not change because we got this position and, you know, stuff like that.
But that's the thing. That's the hard part, because so many of us have just been socialized, like, with the way America is, people don't know how to think any different. Mm-hmm. Like, people can have conversations like how we have, but there's no action behind right. it. You know what I mean? They say they want better, but all they know is to go do the opposite. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? It's just like, I want us to be on our own level. Mm-hmm. And the only way that can happen is, like you said, if we become one as a people. Mm-hmm. We can't become one if we don't have love for one another, respect one another. Like, I feel like, because all this stuff happens, so many of us give each other passes mm-hmm. on things that we need to be better at.
Right.
I want us to be great, which means I'm not going to accept subpar just because you black.
Right.
I'm not doing that.
Right.
I'm not going to accept. Like, I know lots of people who feel like, oh, this is a black-owned business. Oh, I ain't going to shop with them because they're expensive. Mm-hmm. Well, you will buy the white people's stuff, so why won't you buy my right. stuff? Or people who are the owners, they have no sense of etiquette or no respect for themselves or their business. Mm-hmm. And so they have poor customer service, but you still want people to come to you. No, I'm not going to come to you. Just because you black don't mean you're going to keep my service. Right. That's not how that works. Right. And I feel like, if we can just get past our own selves mm-hmm. and think for ourselves, we will be able to just go so much more further. Like, I look forward to that.
Yeah, definitely.
Especially, like, with the, I don't know, the youth today. They're so smart, but they get so easily caught up, you know, with just all the material mm-hmm, things. Mm-hmm. And I really just, mm-hmm. like, I really just, I want all their greatness to just come out.
Yeah, but that falls on us too, of not giving back to our communities and not, you know, exactly. putting money back into where we come from, or not basically, you know, maybe not even us being having that opportunity to make it, you know, to where we can provide for our communities. And then if we do make it, we go on and put the money into LA, you know, Malibu, Calabasas and stuff like that. When we from New Orleans and the trenches in Florida and, you know, the predominantly black areas, that's where we from. That's where we should be putting our money back into, not where they already got the money, not where they already got the top notch schools and everything. Like, I don't know. I'm not policing nobody's money, but I'm just saying that's one of our problems. Yeah. We don't put back where we come from. Or maybe, I'm not gonna say all of us, but 9 times out of 10, most of the people that do have the money to do that, to pull us out of the crisis, to fix homelessness, to fix the Flint water crisis, like, It's not happening. And it's, oh my God, let's not even talk about Flint, Michigan, because there should not have been a black person that's being indicted for that. There were two. Talk about self-hate.
Girl.
Man.
Okay, let's get started because this is just getting out of hand. Like, this is,
Girl, I thought we
it
was
makes your
starting.
brain hurt.
That's why I said, let's just, we could just flow with this because it's good and it's just like, you know, I don't want to be like,
Let's
okay, let's
do
start over. So, hey guys, it's
it. Okay,
Charlie
hey.
and Ashley, and sorry that you guys had to just come into us talking, but we usually do a brief synopsis of our notes before we actually start. So this time we didn't get to do that. We actually just started and just agreed to continue with the message. So this is us. This is us on the forefront, flat out reviewing notes, but going off the head, you know, just letting y'all know, like we
Because
feel y'all.
it's just that series.
Yes, it's just that real. It's our reality. So what I have to say, Ashley probably will say a bit more, you know, just to recap some stuff that she's written down. But I just want to speak on police brutality, and then I'm gonna give her the floor because, you know, I mean, it's just the way that the way that Black Americans see America versus the way that white Americans see America is two totally different views. So, Black America, we getting gunned down, we getting hung, we getting kidnapped, we getting, you know, trafficked. It's just so much happening to us. White America, they getting pardoned, they storming capitals and climbing walls and trees and, you know, breaking in the Senate, and it's just like they asking to be pardoned. They asking for organic diets. They asking for organic diets, and it's just like those people that went to the Capitol, or they basically are people that own a lot of the things that we shop at, a lot of the places that we shop at, a lot of things we buy. So like, it's like, come on now, wake up, y'all. You know, we got to make a change. They know that we are the majority. Although we've been called the minority for this long time, we are the majority, and they know that. The only people that don't know that is us, because it's like we are the top consumers. Like, we buy. And they know if we pull out, which is why a lot of these companies are like, oh, we don't support this, and we're putting these people on no-fly list. They're getting the bull on a board because they know that if we pull our do black dollar out of the market, there will be no market, there will be no economy, there will be no Amazon, there will be no Walmart. They know that if we pull our money up out of there, they're going down. Because where do you see Walmarts? Predominantly black neighborhoods. Oh, where do you see Target? Predominantly white neighborhoods. Why do you think that's so? Okay, that's another topic, but let me just stay on subject. It's so much. My brain is just doing so much, guys. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to get it all out. But
Yeah,
whatever, you know, it's not gonna all get out, but
I'm,
y'all get it.
we can do
Part two.
part two, part three. Yeah,
Girl, for
part
real.
two,
But
part
like,
three.
police brutality is definitely no longer called police brutality. I'm gonna just call it murder because that's just what it is. Excessive force, it's become murder. It's no longer just the use of excessive force. So the original definition, if you didn't know, I'll give it to you. Civil rights violation where officers exercise undue or excessive force against a subject or against a black life, you know, because we don't really hear about police brutality amongst the white community because they are together. They work together. They're friends. They're brothers and sisters, you know, they work together. So it's just basically against us.
And because they're more likely to use the training that they have properly
Oh,
with someone who looks like them, as opposed to, oh, well, you're black. And what's the first thing you think of? Oh, well, a black person, they come from the hood. They have guns, they got golds in their teeth, and they, like, you know, just a typical stereotype, as opposed to doing what they're supposed to do, which is protect
And
and
serve.
serve and to be legal. Instead,
Right.
they be straight illegal,
Right.
committing homicide, the homicide, the homicide.
Right.
And we just sitting here looking at the TV with recordings of just
one after the
people
next.
That look like mm-hmm. us just never coming home,
right? And it's just like, it's like, and they all use the same line. Oh, I fear for my life. Oh, he was reaching. Oh, she was using excessive force. And it's just like, oh, she was resisting arrest. But it's like, okay, this girl was asleep in her home. This girl was alive before she came to y'all's jail cell. This guy was playing with a toy gun and you shot him. And it's just like, okay, why?
This guy was reaching mm-hmm. because he was telling you that he had a gun. He's telling you. He told you, hey, this is what I have. I'm going to show you. I'm telling you that this is what I have on my person. Yep. And you still so fearful where you just, his life was just nothing to you.
Right. And it's like, why become a cop if you're going to always say that you feel fear for your life? If you feel threatened, like, why are you going and being a police when you know that they interact with, you know, criminals and people like that all day, every day? Why go and be that? Go be a fireman or something. Go be a, because you're not putting out fires and saying, oh, I fear for my life. No, they going in there and they going to knock that fire out and get up out of there. They're not fearing for their life when they know that they signed up for that type of stuff, you know? So go have a desk job. Go work at McDonald's or something.
Go be top flight security. Right. That's what
go
you
be
need
a
to be.
Security with no gun, you know? And it's just like, you can't continue to keep using that. Because, like, you're not going to keep getting away with it. Like, whew. Girl, I don't know. I'm going to just say Black Lives Matter today. They're going to matter tomorrow and days after that and years after that and decades after that. Because we're human beings. We are worthy of equality. And that's just it. Like, we are asking for equality. We protest for equality. For freedom, same equal rights. We want that. And we are protesting. We are kneeling. We are doing everything by the book. We aren't rioting until, you know, y'all go in and be like, oh, we're not going to charge the cops. Now you got a mad Black woman and a mad Black man and your shit going to burn down. Because you should have just did right by us. You know, we already can't get the person back. Y'all done took them. At least you could do is give us justice. But y'all don't even want to do that. So here we go. We're going to burn this shit down because it ain't for us. You know, we're going to tear the whole community down that y'all built because it's not for us, you know. And it's just like, we have to. And I just lost my train of thought. Okay, but y'all see where I'm going with this. Y'all see where I'm going with this. Blue lives don't matter because blue lives don't exist. Blue isn't a skin color. And at the end of the day, the badge and the uniform can be taken off, but we cannot and we won't undo our Blackness. So it's either respect it, check it, or get the fuck. Period.
And that right there, you guys, is poetic justice, okay? And the snaps begin.
Yes, I love it. That's what we should call this one, poetic justice. I like that one.
Yes.
Poetic justice.
Girl, I'm on a roll tonight with these names, girl, okay?
Yes, that's tight. I do want to say one more thing, and then Ashley, you can close us out, say what you have to say and whatnot. Give yourself an opportunity to rest and recuperate before you re-engage. And that was said by Dr. Gail Parker, basically meaning just to take time that you need and don't keep watching those fucking videos of us, you know, getting murdered on video and stuff like that, you know. You need to take a break and you need to take a breather, especially for your mental health.
And just in terms of just not becoming bitter, because once you become bitter, It takes a lot to come back from that. Like, you can't be productive when you're bitter.
Right.
And the goal is to always be productive as a people. Yeah. So if we just get caught up in just in only the anger and the bitterness, and Dr. King said that as well during his speech, like, we gonna fight.
Yeah.
But if we sit in bitterness, that's it. We're done for. Like, there's no way for us to move forward. So in order to do that, I just want us to, like you just said, like your quote, refresh, recuperate, take a breather, and just get back out there and start the fight all over again.
Right, re-engage. Yep.
Yeah, that's. I mean, honestly, girl, you just set the tone for the whole thing. That's it. I'm right there with you. There are two different Americas. There's one where white automatically equals to privilege. That's it. That's just the reality. And then people of color are just murdered for simply being.
Black people, not people of color. They ain't
Yeah.
gunning down people of color. They gunning down black people.
Yeah, they are missing black, but I know. But when researching this stuff, I've also found like people, Latinas and stuff like that, like they is not to the extent of how like it's black
Yeah,
people.
no,
Don't get
they
me wrong, like
definitely just doing us bad because our skin color is darker, though, for sure.
yeah,
People of color, black people, brown people. If you not
if you're not pale.
right, because I'm glad you said that because I was about to say something mean, and I don't want to be mean because like they be saying I have white friends, you know, and I'm not racist. That don't mean you can't be racist. FYI.
I have friends who are not of black descent and we can have decent
Yeah,
conversations.
definitely. Yeah.
Because that's, I mean, at the end of the day, the only way to be have truly have honest friends who are of different, backgrounds is to just have honest
Yeah.
dialogue. And if you can't do that, then we ain't friends.
Right. We gotta see it for what it is and not just constantly trying to sweep it under the rug because at the end of the day, these are our issues and these are this is,
It's
yes,
reality.
it is our reality.
And then, of course, well, I said this a little earlier, but I don't think we were prepared as far as recording that part. Something that was just big for me is just the quote, "This is the home of the brave and land of the free." And I think it's just critical to state that this is the home of people whose lives, native tongue, and culture was just stolen from them. And that this land is where blacks were enslaved, murdered, lynched, taken away from their families, their kids, and so much more. And ultimately, and even to this day, America is a home of cowards and a land of confusion and hatred. This land is just, it's evil. And I'm not trying to be funny, it's legit. Like, if you think we're walking on land where people just, well, people are just, lives have been taken away from them for looking how they were born and made to look. Brown, beautiful, black, like you just are nothing but a speck of dust to them, and
Just a
which is really
nuisance.
sad. That's it. That's it. And it's sad that it's always coming from, people who sworn their duty is to serve and protect. And yet all they do is serve black bodies on a platter. That's it. And they protect their shield and protect their rights. That's all. That's what they serve and protect.
Themselves.
And it doesn't get any more like plain and clear. Like each day when we wake up, we know what it is. Especially as moms. And now that like you have a son, and I have a daughter and a son, and it's like I have to have that conversation, similar but different conversations with the both of them. And it's just insane, the thought of having to do that. And also just as in regards to just the foolishness that we saw on January 6th of 2021, just the sixth day coming into this year, we saw domestic
Terrorism.
terrorists
Oh my God,
just
mercy.
like not foreign, no one broke into the country. They didn't come over the border. It's rapists and murderers and drug cartels. No, these were plain old regular degular honky tonks coming from girl Nashville. Let me tell you, if I see one more Nashvillian on the news, girl, it's
What you
ridiculous.
say?
They're
It's a
honky
revolution.
tonking.
Why she putting onion on her eye? Girl.
Girl.
Talking about I'm from Nashville. I can't remember what she said her name was, but she they was like, well, why did you storm the Capitol? And she was like, it's a revolution. Like, girl, wait.
You should be ashamed of yourself. You're despicable. Like, anyway.
Gonna have to do a part two for sure.
Yes. Yeah, they were definitely domestic terrorists. And plain and simple, when they were doing the impeachment hearings, something that stood out, and I'll close out with this. They compared the foolishness on January 6th to the Black Lives Matter move, like protests and all the things that happened last year, and years before that. And it was so blatantly disrespectful because at the end of the day, what they fought for wasn't a fight. They were pissy because their presidential candidate didn't win a fair election. Black Lives Matter protests fight for equality, fight for our lives, fight for what's right. And if you think that you were in any way, shape, or form appropriate by comparing the two, you are just as ignorant and as privileged as they come. Because at the end of the day, y'all are terrorists. Ain't nobody in the Black Lives Matter on the FBI watch list. Ain't nobody the black with the marches are, seeking to murder you or to raid a capital because a certain, political candidate didn't win. You're pissy because you're lost. We're angry because our lives are seen as less valuable with our equal counterparts. Period. And I can just drop the mic on that part right there. So at the end of the day, this old white lady from Nashville, she's a mom. Her son was arrested. And I'm going to quote her because this is how ignorant she is. She said, "I'd rather die than to be oppressed. I'd rather die than to not fight." Now, she and her son went to, and raided the Capitol with, hundreds and hundreds of other people. And it just made me think, wow, you feel oppressed because your president didn't win. But how dare we as black people feel oppressed when we can't even, get treated with some simple respect for just simply being black, as if we're not human. But you get to fight because your president didn't win. But we're evil, and we just want to run the country when we fight. But you would rather die. You are a 50-plus-year-old woman, white woman, who has the nerve to get quoted on TV after you've gotten arrested and said that you would rather die than to be oppressed. Then guess what? We would rather fight than to be oppressed and to stay in a system, in a country that thinks they get to mooch off us any longer. How about that? So you and your son go have some fun. Keep asking for your president to pardon you or whatever it is y'all think that you're gonna do,
I'm
because
not
you're going to jail. You're in jail. You're
period.
locked up and you can't
They're
get
gonna
out.
be jail
What that
cell
don't sound like?
partners.
Clink, clink.
They're gonna be
Okay.
partners. They're gonna be sitting in the tank right next to their president.
Right. Calling people for bail. Get your life right. Get yourself together. Like, you just shameful. Just shameful.
What he say? What Charlamagne say? Envy, give America the biggest hee-haw of the day.
Okay, come on. The donkey
Of the
of the
day,
day goes
okay.
too. Donkey of the year, donkey of the decade.
Yes, America.
Anyway, y'all, we ain't no press no more. We ain't finna stay oppressed. We gonna fight. We gonna get ourselves together. We gonna get this black stock market. We gonna get our black-owned businesses. We gonna create safe, healthy, amazing black communities. And we gonna strive. We gonna stay alive. And we gonna be great. And that's all I got to say about that.
And that's on who? Mary had a little lamb. All right, y'all.
That
Until next time, we'll come back
until next
with a part two or whatnot, because this was fun. This was a really good one, and there's more to say. So we'll come back with another one. But until next time, be dope.
For sure, for sure. We shall be back.